You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Become a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Luke Dubler on the line, and he's founder and principal owner at Recruiter Central. Luke, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks for having me again. It's an honor.
Oh, man, it's been a while. I feel like we have some things to catch up on. I know you guys are doing still great work over at Recruiter Central, and excited to get into it with you today.
Oh, happy to talk about it. It's been a thrilling year, to say the least.
Awesome. Well, let's start off the way we start all these shows with our signature question. So, Luke, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Luke, what mission matters to you?
As a recruiter, I change people's lives daily for the better by introducing them to new career opportunities. My job is really an honor in so many ways. I meet the most interesting, diverse people in the United States, some exceptionally successful running the largest companies. I get to meet with CEOs, CHROs, all the C-level folks to find talent to really help the business proceed. It's really an honor to be able to do that each and every day as a recruiter.
Man, Luke, so thank you for sharing that. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and business owners on the line to share really what drives them. So I want to go further, of course, into Recruiter Central and all the great work you're doing there. But maybe first, just for some of the people that are newer subscribers that didn't catch some of our previous work together, let's start with your background. Like how'd you get started on this path of recruiting?
Yeah, so recruiting isn't usually something people set out to college to say, I'm going to be a recruiter, I'm going to be a corporate recruiter, or even an HR professional. I taught high school for 2 years, and then just by coincidence, I got into corporate HR and spent over 15 years in corporate HR with companies like Target, Target Corporate, located here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the big bullseye. Everybody loves Target. And then also Cargill, one of the largest privately held companies in the world, the big egg company, two Minneapolis-based companies where I got into recruiting and executive recruiting. And then about 5 years ago, I started my own business, Recruiter Central. At Recruiter Central, we fill difficult jobs.
So I do want to go into Recruiter Central, but first I want to kind of do something a little bit different than maybe what we've done before together. I want to equip the audience with some tools, because I know there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives watching, and, you know, competitive job market. We'll get into that. But I want to equip them with some tools on what it looks like to retain and attract great candidates. Because I know you're doing that day in and day out, but I feel like it's more sometimes than just the recruiting side of things. Like, they need to have some things in place. So where do you want to start with that one?
Well, as a business owner, every year that goes by, retaining good talent continues to be more and more difficult. You have to offer not only great compensation, you not only need to offer great benefits, but then you usually need to offer something more, something like an employee statement, something like great work-life balance, something that really engages your people long-term. I'm 40 years old myself, and growing up, you know, you would see people spend, you know, a whole lifetime with a certain company. Especially like in the tech field, a year is decent tenure. 2 years is decent tenure. And even in some employment software or coding roles, 3 years is considered almost too long where you need to move on. And so it becomes very difficult as a business owner to build a team that you can rely on with the culture that we're seeing today. And so one of the best employers that I've worked with and some of the themes that they follow is they're consistently understanding, you know, who their employees are. They're consistently pulsing them. They might do this through surveys, but they're literally asking them, you know, are you staying? Are you happy? Why are you not happy? What can we do to retain you? What are the best things that we can do to keep you engaged with our company? And most of the responses are not to do with just basic compensation. Yeah. Generally, people don't leave companies for pay. Generally, they leave them for because they don't like their boss is really the number one people why people leave companies. So the best employers that I've seen that have the best retention rate really know the pulse of what their employees are saying. They engage them often, they listen, and then they, you know, give the feedback that they're asking for.
Yeah, that's big. And I get that. And retention, so it's possible is what you're saying, like this retention thing. So, because I feel like
it becomes more and more difficult, it seems like every year. There's so many more bells and whistles. People are so much more accessible with tools like LinkedIn and social media and Facebook. And there's recruiters pinging you all the time. There's constant messaging out there. So it becomes much more alluring to always hear about these new opportunities. And so just this business cycle speed just seems to be picking up every year faster and faster and faster.
Yeah. What about the investment into the employees? Like things like training or things like skills, like different, like tooling up skill wise and things like that. Like how does that play into it?
And so I get companies coming to me daily saying, you know, I need an engineer, for example, I need X person. And, you know, the actual science of recruiting really often is just a band-aid to plugging or finding that overarching problem, which is employee engagement. You know, you could recruit all day long, but if they're not going to stay there for more than 6 months or less, I mean, you're never going to have an impactful employee there long term. And so part of it is really trying to understand what your, you know, who your audience is, who your ideal employees are, who each have different needs and wants, best things of use to retain their employees.
Looking at employee engagement and these surveys and things like this. So if somebody's not like doing that right now, where do you recommend somebody starts? Like, what have you seen that's kind of been helpful in your experience?
Well, there's a number of companies that administer employee engagement surveys or different types of formatting. Generally, it comes from your HR representative. Some larger companies have an employment engagement team specifically, but usually it's something that comes from HR. And I personally administered these people to a lot of different employees. And what we see is that consistently people love to share what they're hearing. A lot of times, you know, if it's a larger company, you would encourage people to do it anonymously. But, you know, we get 95% plus of our employees sharing, you know, what their work life is like, what they don't like. And so it's really easy. All you have to do is just look up employee engagement surveys. I mean, it doesn't have to be really difficult. I've seen them as short as four sentences. You know, what do you like working here? What do you don't like working about here? What would you change? It can be something that simple. And then, you know, there's a lot of templates that exist out there just by Googling it. And again, you know, some companies do it professionally, but it's really not that difficult of an exercise. You're simply listening to your employees and making changes based on what's feasible.
Oh, that's awesome. And what I like about this too, is that like you even just have me sitting here thinking, and I'm like, man, I've never done anything like that here. I mean, we're not a huge company. There's 15 of us, right? We're not huge, but I'm like, we should be doing this. Like we haven't had this retention like problem as of this moment, but like, why am I not getting ahead of this? So man, picking your brain here. We always have a good time, but I knew this was going to be good. So, all right, let's switch it up a bit. I want to shift gears. So let's get into Recruiter Central. So of course, recruiting, you can tell by the name, but tell us a little bit more about the company and why you founded it.
Sure. So at Recruiter Central, we fill difficult jobs. And if you look at most of the talent issues that virtually any employer has, they're around STEM individuals, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Individuals with those types of pedigrees or backgrounds are really kind of the heart of our economy. Those are the people who are really creating that product that the company needs to market mm-hmm. and sell. And consistently, companies have a difficult time finding good STEM people. Again, STEM, mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And when I say a hard time finding people, I mean, it's more than just posting a job and hoping you're going to get the right person to apply. Where Recruiter Central provides our value is we're a strategic sourcing component of your recruiting strategy. So a lot of the clients that we work with, you know, they post their job, they advertise it. They may have a beautiful employment website. They may have a video. They may have a hiring manager advertising it on LinkedIn. Well, then what do you do if you don't get the candidate to apply? That's when you get my team to step in. So what we do is we come to the table with a strategy saying, okay, you know, here's what you're asking for. Here's what market data is telling us about, you know, what this person makes. Who are your top competitors? Where are they located? What are certain either degrees or licensures or certifications that they need? And then basically defining upfront what we're going to do to complement your current recruiting strategy. We go where you're currently not going. And my team of 12, we spend our day making that proactive outreach based on our sourcing strategies. So we spend a day, and recruiters, that's why I love my job. We're professional listeners, essentially what we are. We ping those target people that are currently doing this job. Usually they're employed with a competitor or a similar industry. And we just listen. You know, we have this engineer job. You know, this is what it does. What do you think? What are your career goals? What drives you? What motivates you? So for us, it's not just filling a job. It's definitely not that. We talk people out of jobs more than we talk people into jobs.
You wouldn't expect that statement from you.
We're not going to have repeat customers if all of our candidates leave within the first few weeks. That's not why our clients work with us. They work with us because they know they're going to get an elite level candidate who is fully engaged and ready to contribute to that company.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about the difference between filling specific jobs and just general recruiting.
You bet. So in the recruiting field, there's essentially two types of recruiters. You have your in-house recruiter that works for a particular company. Generally, they're a W-2 employee. And then you have myself and hundreds of thousands like me who are agency recruiters who generally work for an employer directly, but they are not employed by that company as a W-2 employee. So in-house recruiters, their job is to post the job, to look through resumes, to vet candidates, to basically manage the whole recruiting process. A lot of times, in-house recruiters may source. So what I mean by source is the proactive outreach to candidates, the procurement of candidates. There's a lot of ways you can source, but generally speaking, corporate recruiters heavily rely on the job posting. They rely on that marketing to find candidates. Now, a lot of recruiters do actually proactively source what we call it in the industry, but not, I would say, all or even most. Generally speaking, they don't have time. Usually they're managing 20 to 30 requisitions and or open jobs. And recruiting, the actual proactive piece of recruiting, it takes a long time. And I'll explain why here a little bit. But you know, when you don't have that candidate through your in-house recruiting team, or if you don't have an in-house recruiter, that's when you use an employment agency like mine. Our time is spent, generally speaking, on very critically important, strategically important roles of the company. So, you know, search firms like mine usually don't get, say, a readily available candidate because they're getting those candidates to apply through their own methods. You know, you use us when, you know, everything else has failed and, you know, we're that next lever to pull when you need that critical hire.
I got the theme, but just to be clear here, so you're working all the time with in-house recruiters for companies, for bigger companies, and helping them, and you're doing the heavy lifting on a lot of this stuff and kind of filling in the gaps where, like you said, you have 30 requisitions, you have all these other things, and now they get on their plate, they have this really specific thing where to find that person is going to be some work. So that's where you're working like in tandem. So we're not talking about replacing, it's a partnership, yeah?
It's a partnership, that's correct. Now, not all agencies work that way. Some agencies work completely alone and maybe without the recruiter. The majority of the time we partner with the recruiter as an extension of a company's current recruiting strategy. Yes.
Correct. That's awesome. And so what type of, you mentioned STEM, you're filling a lot of STEM roles. Give me a bigger overview of just the types of clients that you find get the most value out of working with you and your team.
I'll tell you, with my team of 12 here at Recruiter Central, we have several Fortune 50 companies, mm-hmm. and then we have a local HVAC company. So everything in between that you can possibly imagine. And right now, it all depends on the market where the mm-hmm. needs are. So in 2021, there's a massive need for production individuals. In 2022 and 2023, that will likely shift. The market is always, always shifting. The theme that I can tell you of the roles that we work on, again, are those those critically important, strategically difficult to fill roles. And so roles that require that extra lifting effort by an outside recruiter. And almost universally, those individuals have a STEM background with any employer that we're talking about. So we work with any industry from the big four accounting to retailers to a lot of big tech in the Bay Area to across the world. We work with literally any company that you can imagine that, you know, lays their chicken farmers to
that's awesome.
Cryptocurrency farmers.
I don't know how to make that into a tagline from chicken farming to crypto.
We can fill a role. We have all those clients. Absolutely.
Oh, come on, Luke.
Keep us on our toes. Absolutely.
I believe you, but that's awesome. So I know there's some people watching this right now who maybe have never worked with a recruiter and they're like, is it right for me? Is it not right for me? I guess where I want to go with this one is just take me through, as if I've never worked with a recruiter, like take me through what that journey looks like as kind of working with you and your agency. So I'm calling you up. I'm like, hey, I got this role. Like, where do we go from there?
So I'm going to give advice both to the employer and then also maybe the job seeker as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to start with the job seeker. As a candidate, for example, if you're looking for a new job, you have to be a little bit leery. Okay. So first and foremost, never pay a recruiter anything. I'll just tell you that first and foremost. If an agency is asking you for money, be exceptionally leery. That's just really not how it works. So whenever a recruiter does try to engage you, so maybe they send you a note via LinkedIn or anything, make sure you ask them who they are, find them on LinkedIn, ask them the relationship with the employer, ask them if they're in-house, ask them if they're agency. If they're agency, do they have a good relationship with the client? Are they paid upfront to fill this job? Are you directly representing this company? Do you have an agreement signed with the company? Some agencies will try to fish just to get a resume to float it in front of a potential client when maybe they don't have it signed. So just as an employee, as a potential job seeker, just ask lots of questions up front to fully understand who they are. And if they don't disclose clearly who they are, that should be a red flag for you. So look them up on LinkedIn, send them a LinkedIn invite, see who they are. And if they're not fully disclosing that, you know, I'd run. From an employer perspective, if you're working with an agency, you know, definitely there's a significant fee that comes with working with us. So generally speaking, agencies like mine charge between 20 and 25% of a candidate's base salary for the first year as our fee. And so the amount of time that we put into things usually lasts several weeks, and it needs to be a business critical role for us to work on to make it worth, you know, that investment that you're making. But when you do work with us, you're going to get the absolute best candidate in the market to fill that job. And so as a business owner, like I am, it's so critical that you have a talent partner that understands you. So like when you come to the table, when you're telling your recruiter, you know, this is what I want, they should be all ears through and through. But furthermore, it's going to be a huge disadvantage if they know nothing about the market, if they can't speak to any competitive advantages they can bring, if they can't show you, you know, kind of what their strategy is. What are you going to do to find people? If they don't come to table being proactive in some way, that's usually a red flag. So like, you know, what have you done to prepare for this meeting? Do you have any candidates in mind that we can talk to? Do you have a few resumes as an example of, you know, maybe this is what we're looking for, and can I speak to that? So those are some of the things that I would call out as some things to know about recruiters.
And the screening process. So, so let's say that I'm like, I have this great conversation with you, or I'm like, Luke, I seen you on Mission Matters. So it doesn't matter. I'm hiring you. Like, let's say that happens and somebody calls. And so they have this very specific role and, you know, a common question I can see is, you know, so what does that screening process look like? Are you just going to send me a bunch of resumes? Am I going to have another stack that I have to look at? Like, how are you going to help me out with this?
Sure. So being an agency recruiter, it's kind of like a push and pull at the same time, because I'm trying to recruit somebody for a role, but I'm still trying to understand and assess that candidate to see if they're highly qualified for the role. So when you work with a company like mine at Recruiter Central, you get fully qualified, engaged, screened, interview ready candidates. And so basically after you do the job intake from us, you get okay.
Define what that means. You packed a lot into that.
There's a lot of words there, but
that's a lot of words. And I want to know, because I got excited. I'm like, what does that mean?
It's a lot of words. But basically what it means is that we're going to do all the vetting, have the resume and our vetting notes ready to go. And the candidate is ready to step into that interview chair now and is ready to go. So we prep them. We've assessed them thoroughly. We understand everything from their compensation to background to their unique skill set and traits to their career goals and desires. They're all ready to go, sit down, interview from day one. And so that's basically what we're doing. My life as a recruiter is we're making the outreaches, we're assessing candidates, we're understanding their wants and desires, and we're presenting them to our hiring managers. Additionally, I'm happy to announce that at least some of the stats here at Recruiter Central, about 80% of the candidates that we submit to the hiring manager move to second round interview.
Wow.
And then about half of the candidates we submit overall do get an offer.
Man, that's big time. That's and I guess that's just in a testament. So when you think about like a KPI or something, like the thing is that when I think somebody's hiring a recruiter, one thing they want a qualified candidate, obviously. They want that awesome match, but they also want to save time. Like, they want to make sure that all this pre-work, like the amount of time of this sifting and all these interviews and things that you're doing, like, that's very labor intensive. Like, you're in the weeds with this one, like getting your hands dirty, making sure that you're putting the right candidate in front of the employer.
You really, I akin it to this day. I mean, you're really dating is kind of what it is. You're really trying to understand, not only is this job technically, you know, a fit for you, are you technically qualified, but there's so much more to that. And that's one of the reasons why I love this is, you know, I just want to get to know you and understand, you know, why you wake up in the morning and go to work. What are those things that you look forward to? You know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? When you work with us, you know, we really want to understand the motivation piece. I'm just going to tell you flat out, life's too short to work at a place you don't love doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And we seek to understand that. Is this gap accounting job ideal for you? Well, let's understand what is ideal for you. I'm not just going to talk to you the whole time like we're doing here on this particular interview. You know, I'm listening. Candidates love to tell you about their story. And when you hear their story, you're going to understand what their motivations are, their desires are. And through that, we're able to say, you know, let's move forward in this job, or, you know, this job really isn't for you. And here's why. That's what we do.
So in terms of, and you gave us some tips, but I want to just go a little bit further. So if I'm, you know, so now the next step in my journey of looking for this candidate is I'm like, okay, I spoke with Luke, his team. They're awesome. Like they do great work. I believe they have a process in place. They know what they're doing. Like, and let's just say I'm thinking about, okay, but is this the great recruiting partner that I want? Like, what should I be looking for in a great recruiting partner as a business owner?
Yeah. So when you first get started, it's a little bit of a leap of faith. In the recruiting world, you have your very, you know, well-established giant recruiting firms.
Yeah.
You have your Robert Halves of the world. You have your executive search firms of the world. And then you have everything down to smaller recruiting shops and then, you know, one-person shops as well, where just a single recruiter there. I'm not going to say one is better than the other. A lot of agencies really are a niche agency where they specialize in a particular role. If your role is extremely specific, I would say there's definitely advantage to working with a recruiter who has a background in that area. My team at Recruiter Central 12, we're functionally aligned. So like I have an individual who spent their life in finance. I have a former software engineer who is now a recruiter. I have someone who's an HR professional. So I put someone in front of my client who who has walked those shoes as much as possible, because let's be honest, most recruiters, they haven't done that job. You know, am I a Gap accountant? No, I'm a former high school history teacher, but you know, I've supported finance for years and you know, that's helpful, but as close as we can, we put in a recruiter who has walked the path versus just spoken to it. And so as a business owner, when you vet that, agency that you may work with, really understand their background. Do they know what they're talking about? Are they just, just saying words?
Yeah.
Understand where they've been from that perspective.
That's awesome. So Luke, so this has been great. Like what kind of trends are you noticing just in recruiting overall? Like you mentioned some about how you think things have shifted a little bit, but you know, with a lot of movement going, a lot of people going virtual, a lot of hybrid virtual come in the office. I'm talking about more so just the overall job market. What kind of things are you noticing?
I want to start off by saying that the business cycles are getting faster and faster and faster every single year. And I've never seen it happen this fast before. And I'm sure in 5-10 years from now, I'll say the same thing. Two, unlike ever before, there is more tools to market yourself as a both employer and a candidate. We have tools like Facebook, we have social media, we have all the tools to be found. Yeah. And as anybody, I would definitely suggest, you know, market yourself at least some. Are you going to stay at your employer your whole life? Well, maybe, maybe not. Yeah. You never know what's going to be out there. So, you know, I want you to think about your personal brand or your brand in general. That goes for employers or candidates. When someone Googles you, what are they finding? Do an audit for yourself. Google yourself. You know, is there any ridiculous pictures of you out there that are easily accessible by an employer? Do you have a professional brand online? So is your LinkedIn profile or another professional networking site coming up number one?
Yeah.
Is the site itself full of keywords that are relevant to you? Is there a professional picture? Are you highlighting all the things you've done? So maybe you've spoke, or maybe you have a patent, or maybe you've created something. Is that listed and easily findable? I would definitely think about all those things. It's going to serve you well over time. Yes, you're going to get more inquiries, but at the very minimum, I would suggest taking a call from a recruiter, because you're going to learn where the industry is going. You're going to learn what trends are going on. You're going to learn other best practices. You're going to be a lot more worldly about the market as a whole versus, you know, just being heads down all the time. I get so many people just taking a call with no intention of leaving their employer. And that's totally fine. And, you know, it's fine to be upfront about that. But, you know, we have a lot of insight to be learned from a recruiting conversation. You know, don't look at a recruiting conversation as a stale, you know, question, answer. Look at it as a very prime opportunity to grow your career.
Not well said. And I see that, like, now I don't get them, but when I was in finance and I was an advisor, I'd always take a call. I know a couple of guys that call me probably every 6 months to a year just to catch up and tell me what's going on in the market. When I was a financial advisor, and I remember thinking to myself, like, man, I actually know what's going on in the market. I know my value at this company. I know my value at this company. And so it became good to me because I understood myself as, and I use this word with affection, as a commodity. Like, what is my value in the marketplace? Not based off of me being emotional and looking in the mirror and thinking I'm good at something, but based off of what the market is willing to pay for my services. So I love that. It's like that, you know, you open up the newspaper, you see the stock market, right? Like, you're like, okay, you take the call from the recruiter, and you know your value in the marketplace there as a commodity. Mm-hmm. I love it. It makes total sense.
Yeah. Yet to be selfish. I mean, it is about you. When you're interviewing, and a recruiter should never make it about them. It is all about you, the candidate. But, you know, just hammer the recruiter with questions and be direct. You know, maybe you have a problem that you're working on in your current company, a business problem. You know, maybe that client has solved it in a better way. Maybe they have a better solution, a better system, a better process. Yeah. You know, you can selfishly bring that back to your employer as well. There's a lot of competitive intelligence that can be gained through a recruiting conversation.
That's awesome. Well, Luke, I'll tell you, we always have fun. I mean, this has been awesome. I learned a lot. I'm sure my audience did as well. What's next? What's next for you? What's next for Recruiter Central? Like, what's next?
You bet. So life is a very special thing, and you got to do what you love and what you're passionate about. So at Recruiter Central, we've grown from a two-person shop 4 years ago, me and my colleague Peter Doe, to 12 individuals. And I'm hiring recruiters left and right. And it's been a fun journey. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just tell you personally, working in corporate America, I was doing fairly well. You know, I was making in the, you know, $150,000, and I thought that was good for me.
Yeah.
Now that's considered kind of an average month for me.
Yeah.
Don't let the struggles get in your way. You know, I was terrified to start my own business. Mm-hmm. Starting your own business means you're everything from a recruiter to an accountant to you learn how to code and put up a website. You know, I didn't know how to do those things. Yes, I had an exhausting existence. But, you know, with being self-employed, your brain never turns off. That's one thing that I never thought of. In corporate America, I was doing my job, and looking back, it was exceptionally easy. I love the people that I worked with. I love my employer. But, you know, you're never, in my opinion, I was never stressed the way I was or stretched the way I was running everything like I am now. And so I'm going to continue to do that and work with employers who are, they're just amazing and really impacting the world in a positive way. And that just fires me up to say that, you know, I was part of building that, or I changed an organization with a hire that did that. And so we're going to continue to grow our team. We're going to continue to add value to the market. We're going to continue to work with amazing clients.
Man, Luke, you got me all fired up over here. I'm excited for you. This is awesome. And what an amazing, amazing success story. Growing from a two-man shop to now, man, upwards and onwards. I love it. It's great. And I can't wait to have you on the show the next time. I'm going to be like, what? You have how many people? Like, what's going on, Luke? Come on, man. You're busy.
Yeah. And so like, awesome. I love these podcasts because that's what inspired me to leave. I listen to hundreds of podcasts. And, you know, I went to college and I learned things there. But the people that are my mentors, and that's a huge important thing, is having a great mentor. And I would say it's the most important thing. And so when you're in corporate America, be very careful of who your mentors are. Are they mentoring you for the next job that's just above you? Or are you working with a mentor that's thinking much larger? And for years, but I love the mentors I used to have, but for years, they're mentoring me for an in-house corporate recruiting leadership role. And that's fine. But at the time, you know, I wasn't shooting near big enough. That was a small stepping stone for me. My mentors right now are you know, worth hundreds of millions of dollars and the start of their own businesses. And the conversations that they're having for me personally are very inspiring and have me think ways that I never did in corporate America. So, you know, I pay money for some of my mentors. Some of them are friends of mine, but that's really been critical to my success, is finding someone who's walked that path and who thinks way bigger than I would just naturally do.
Absolutely amazing. So Luke, again, this has been awesome. If somebody's watching this, whether they're a potential candidate, whether they're an employer and they're looking to fill a role, what's the best way for people to connect and to follow up with you and your team?
Yeah. So the number of ways, take a look at our company's website at recruitercentral.io. That's again, recruitercentral.io. You can also find me on numerous social media channels, including LinkedIn. My name, L-U-K-E, last name, Doubler, D-O-U-B-L-E-R. One of the most connected individuals in the upper Midwest on LinkedIn. I'm a recruiter. It's my job. You could also find me on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, especially if you're a first-time listener or visitor, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and business owners coming on, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Luke, thanks again. As always, been a pleasure.
Adam, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, buddy.